Hey y'all, welcome to At The Empire. I'm solo today. Got a goal of sharing all of the challenges of Coach Lambo, who is Aaron Lambert, my buddy who trains athletes out of Cincinnati, Ohio. One of his clients and buddies who played ball at Penn State, who just finished his career. And he's Hawkins, at Hawk Sauce on all the socials. I got these guys to commit to a challenge with each other. There's a little trash talking on the show, which is fun. They said they would let me come up with 7 challenges, and I'm going to go over those challenges today, and they might be something fun for you and your buddies to try out. If you don't know how to do any of the movements, then of course be careful, but this could be a fun one. It could be a tough one for sure. The goal is to have all these 7 challenges done in one day. Of course, we were limited to what the gym had access to. They had a couple things. They didn't have a couple things I would have loved to put into the challenge, but anyway. 7 challenges, best of 7. Whoever wins 4 of these first wins overall. You have to complete all 7 no matter what, as a gentleman's agreement. The loser of this event has to do, there are no ties. The loser has to do 8 rounds of a quarter mile run, 50 burpees, 50 squats, 50 sit-ups times 8. So it ends up being 2 miles and a junk load of friggin' reps. So if for some reason they do decide on a tie, then they have to do that workout times 2 each. So they have to do 16 rounds each. So I don't think they're gonna go that route unless they're crazy. So and you know, you compete to win, you win, cool. You lose, you pay the debt, and everybody gets better from it. That's how it works, especially head-to-head. So you guys can check these out on the socials. They were in the stories on Athlete on Fire on Instagram. I'll put them up on Facebook so you guys can check them out in perpetuity here. Maybe I'll put a little article on Athlete on Fire. But here are the challenges. Challenge 1 of 7, 5-minute bench press for volume. This is a new one. Straight bar bench press only. You pick a weight. These guys can be doing this at the same time, or they can take turns on this. Pick a weight. You have to use this weight for the first 3 minutes no matter what. A full rep is bar to chest to full extension. After 3 minutes, you get a strict 1-minute recovery and the option to change the weight for the last 2 minutes. For the last 2, you have to stick with the weight that you chose. You can stay with the weight that you started with, but your strategy might change as you get into it. The winner's athlete with the most volume at the end of the 6 total minutes. Volume is reps times weight. So if you do 100 pounds 10 times, that's 1,000 pounds of volume. Whoever has a higher number there outright wins this. I doubt there will be a tie with that one because it's such a unique one. And, man, they're both strong dudes. This one might be the most interesting in my opinion. Number 2 of 7. 5K row for time, so you're going to go row 5,000 meters. Ideally, row head-to-head to see who gets 5,000 meters first. Otherwise, go by time. Lowest time in either case wins. So you'll see these guys hopefully putting about a 145, 150 per 500 meters. So that puts them in under 20 minutes, ideally. So we'll see how that goes. Stronger, bigger athletes, I think the cardio stuff is going to get them pretty good. Next, right after that, you're gassed. Take a little break. You got the ISO hell is what I called it, isometric hell. So with that, you have a forearm plank, a wall sit, and a bar hang. So you're going to do a forearm plank to failure, record your time. You're going to do a bar hang to failure, record your time, and you're going to do a wall sit to failure and record your time. These guys are seasoned athletes and coaches. They know what good form on all this stuff is. So whoever clocks the longest combined time wins. I would do it in that order because if you guys are close on the forearm plank and the wall sit, going to that bar hang, it could be 10 seconds, it could be a minute and 30 seconds, it could be maybe 2 minutes, but I doubt it with these dudes. Bigger dudes, tougher for grip stuff. Next, challenge 4 of 7, sled push and pull. So they're going to get about 20, 30 yards out there. I don't know what their setup is exactly. You stack half your body weight on the sled, so it's kind of fair in that way. You push down and back. You push down and pull back. Ideally, if you can't figure out a way to pull based on the equipment, then you can just push both directions. Ideally, 30 or 40 yards, as said in the rules here. Running clock for 10 minutes. And after that, whoever gets the most distance in the time wins. So it's just a distance challenge. 10 minutes of sled pushes, though. It's way harder than it seems. Challenge 5 of 7. We get into some more like team sport athletic stuff. Give them a little break. Punt, pass, and kick. This was like a traditional challenge for young athletes. I remember, especially in South Florida, for football players. So you know the drill. You got 3 tries of each of the 3 skills. So you got to throw a football as far as you can 3 times. Whichever one is your farthest, that's your official distance. Longest overall of the three is the winner. The kick is ideally off a tee. The punt, obviously punting from your hands to your foot. You get three chances and all of those, longest wins. I think that'd be a fun one to observe for sure. The next one is challenge 6 of 7, hit and pitch. This really came about because Hawk Sauce over here was saying that Coach Lambert never gave him a chance in the cage, and so we're going to give him a chance. So each athlete gets 10 swings and 10 throws in the batting cage. Set up a criteria for scoring based on the space you're in. So I gave them a little flexibility because I don't know how the setup is. But for instance, a line drive gives you 2 points, a fair ball gives you 1, a foul ball gives you a half, and a whiff gives you -1 out of 10 swings. Same with throwing, knock the cone over, get 2 points, hit the cone, get 1, something like that. Most points wins. Come up with whatever criteria you need, but we need to have a winner off of the hidden pitch. And Lambert, if you don't beat the football player and the baseball stuff, then we are no longer friends. So no pressure. And also, I wouldn't do that to you. Lastly, just a mean little mean little drill, the burpee mile. This is just mean. It's 20 burpees, then a quarter mile times 4. That's it. It's about 15 minutes of hell. Enjoy. First one done with it, the last quarter mile wins. I've done this set a lot for my own fitness. And the goal is steady on the burpees, recover on the first eighth of the mile, push on the second eighth, and get right back into it. So hopefully that helps you guys out. So that's the seven challenges. Playing for some bragging rights. They're supposed to video this bad boy. I would love to see the pain in their eyes, especially Lambo, since we don't get to see each other very often anymore. But yeah, you guys can follow along on both of the socials, Athlete on Fire, Lambo Brand with the underscore in between, and Hawk Sauce. We will definitely be sharing this up. This is all going down the second Saturday, I think, of March. So yeah, there's a challenge. If you needed something to get after and you're listening, you should call out a couple friends and see if you can't get it going. Anyway, you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever you got going on, and we'll be back on with a couple podcasts next week. Thanks a lot.